my talk is Diffract Mirage Mediation. This work is this talk is based on these two works. So in collaboration with the Lisa Albrecht, Peter Ouyang, and Catherine Jurek in University of Wisconsin and Madison. And I will talk in following order. First, I will outline what is this topic, and this Diffract Mirage Mediation is kind of mixed mediation setup of this gravity and gauge and anomaly mediation. So why we have considered this kind of setup, especially if we consider the modulized stabilization. I will introduce that topic. And I will show the result for the soft terms in this scenario, and some superparticle spectrum and some phenomenology of that. And I conclude. Okay, as all of us expected, so we expected the LHC will have the first collision in this year, but because of some unfortunate event, we have to postpone our first collision next year. But I hope that we will have finally the first collision in next year. And then maybe we can discover if Suji is the right theory, then if we can discover Suji particle. And maybe in LHC, if we are lucky enough, then we can measure their masses quite well enough. And several people are working on this, how can determine this mass of the supersymmetric particles. Once we know this mass of the supersymmetric particles and there are some detailed properties of Suji, then what we can know? Conventional current paradigm of Suji breaking is because of some super trace theorem, we need to separate some observable sector which included in our MSSM fields and with the hidden sector field where the Suji is broken. And there must be some mediator interaction or mediator fields which mediate the Suji breaking from this hidden sector to observable sector. And depending on the properties of this messenger field or interactions, the pattern for the Suji breaking and the patterns for the superparticles in the observable sector can be different. And since these messengers, it can be a kind of a part of some high scale dynamics. And also, you can touch with this hidden sector whose Suji breaking is completely unknown yet. So we have some information from the observable sectors, the soft masses. We obtain some information on this high scale dynamics. And conventionally, we currently have some three very popular scenarios. One is the gauge mediation, the gravity mediation, and the gauge mediation, and the next one is the anomaly mediation. In the gravity mediation, if we parameterize the Suji breaking hidden sector field, the Suji breaking in the hidden sector by just the hidden sector F sum web, by just this F, then the mediation is by the Planck scale suppressed tree level operators. So we have the Suji breaking order parameter like F over M Planck scale. And the gravitational mass is also given by some dominant F sum over the M Planck scale. So soft masses and the gravitational masses is of the same order because the interaction is three-level. However, if you consider the gauge mediation or the anomaly mediation, the loop interaction is involved for the obtaining the soft masses in the observable sector. So we have additional loop vector. But in this gauge mediation case, we assume that the messenger field is charged under the standard model gauge group and our standard model sector obtained the soft masses from these gauge interactions. So this messenger scale is kind of a threshold scale. So the Suji breaking order parameter is the F of M messenger scale. So if M messenger scale is much smaller than the Planck scale, then the F of M is much larger than the F of M Planck. So gravitational mass can be very, very suppressed than our ordinary soft mass scale. And in anomaly mediation is a Suji breaking mediation by the pure supergravity multiplet, and that the auxiliary field web of this supergravity multiplet play a role of this giving the soft masses to the observable sectors. And in MSSM, if you neglect these mu terms, then the other terms are at the tree level, it's a conformer. So basically, this anomaly mediation, that the Suji breaking due to the supergravity multiplet is proportional to the conformal anomaly, and that conformal anomaly can be generated only at the room level. So soft terms in the observable sector is already loop suppressed and the gauge coupling or some coupling scale suppressed. So, but the Suji breaking order parameter here is the gravitational mass scale. So in this case, gravitational mass is one loop factor larger than the soft mass scale. So these three scenarios have very different patterns. Yeah, some similar size of the soft masses and the gravitational mass, and some the hierarchy between the soft masses and the gravitational mass. So in this conventional scenario, we, as you see from this the mass hierarchies, the scenarios can be very different. It seems to us very different scenarios. However, here we assume that there is some single field, some single hidden sector field, and that hidden sector field is dominating the Suji breaking, or the Suji breaking, and depending on this, the F term and the structure of this messenger field, and also the mass of messenger field, we set some scales. However, if we consider some top-down theory, then usually, for example, if you consider some compact equation from the string theory, then usually some dynamics which can play a role of the Suji breaking can come in together in all the theory. So each individual sector can play a role of gauge mediation or some gravity mediation, also the supergravity multiplicity is always present. That means actually these kind of three scenarios is some scenario, I mean some special limit of the F term and some special limit of the messenger mass in such some complicated scenarios. And to do things more exactly, actually we have to consider the whole the stabilization of this all the hidden sector fields. So to consider the how F term is generated and how this messenger mass scale is fixed. And the recent, so from that kind of a viewpoint, recent lesson is if we consider this the moduli stabilization, then this seemingly very different kind of Suji breaking can be very comparable with each other. So basically from the previous transparency, anomaly mediation has a one-loop suppression factor. So usually you can think the in generic scenario, breaking mediation is always larger than the anomaly mediation contribution. However, that is just the case where the ordinary arbitrary point of the moduli. But if you consider the moduli stabilization, and at this point, if this point is the consistent with our phenomenological some assumption, then it can, at this point, the anomaly mediation and the gravity mediation can be similar in size. And such a setup was discussed in the mixed modulus anomaly mediation setup. And this is also known as the Mirage mediation because of its unique pattern of the soft masses. Okay, now I'm considering the more general case. Okay, they considered some gravity moduli. But let's think about the gauging. There is some moduli field X, which is responsible for the gauging mediation, and the hidden sector for the gauging mediation. And this X field also must be stabilized at some point. So my parameter space, my moduli space has schematically, there's some gravity moduli directions and also gauging moduli directions. And then if you stabilize, and you know, I just give some stabilization mechanism for those two fields. And if you stabilize this, the moduli field at the minimum point, then the previous CISO in this two-dimensional version of this previous CISO can be adjust itself, have a balance to have this gravity mediation, anomaly mediation, and the gauge mediation with the same size. And that is really possible. So I call that kind of scenario as the deflected mirage mediation. So in this case, the gravity and the anomaly and the gauge mediation contribution are comparable with each other. And phenomenologically, this kind of scenario can give a kind of a good parameterization of a Suji breaking. As you know, the MSSM, we have the 120 something parameters, and we cannot explore all these parameters. And basically, we have a lot of constraints from the flavor spectrum, so usually we have some flavor universality assumption. Even with that assumption, the number of parameters is about the 20. So we cannot explore all these 20-dimensional parameter space. So people usually pick some parameters. So for example, the M-Sura, we have the four continuous parameters and one discrete choice of parameters. But in the M-Sura, there is a special kind of gravity mediation with some special assumption of the gauge, mass unification, and some soft scale analysis unification. So basically, if we have ended to explore the other conventional scenario like anomaly mediation and gauge mediation, they pick up another choice of parameters. So anomaly mediation or gauge mediation. So they have some isolated island of this parameter space and another parameter space and the gauge mediation. But if we have some parameterization of Suji breaking, which can connect this anomaly gauge and gravity mediation by some relatively small numbers of parameters, then that's the quite a good parameterization. And if this kind of scenario can appear from the string theory or some high scale motivated theory, then why not? And this region is quite an unexplored region, and we need to explore this region for the more generic phenomenology of Suji breaking. And another thing is, if this scenario is true in the nature, and if we measure the soft masses, then we can obtain the relative size of this anomaly mediation, the gravity mediation, the gauge mediation. And typically, it's anomaly mediation and the ratio between the anomaly and the gravity, or anomaly and the gauge mediation, gives some information about how the moduli of this, which is responsible for this gravity mediation, or the responsible for this gauge mediation, is stabilized. So by just measuring that, we can obtain some high-scale dynamics information. So now let me summarize the why. To consider the final cases, let me first summarize why the moduli mediation and the gravity mediation, moduli mediation and the anomaly mediation can have the similar size if we consider the moduli stabilization. The mirage mediation setup was defined from this so-called KKLT setup, which was suggested by Kachuru, Kelosi, and Linde and Trivedi in 2003. In this scenario, the theory is defined. This is from the string theory, type 2 bit string theory. Theory is defined on the Calabi-Yau manifold with the compactified with the fluxes. If you consider the merit of this, including the flux, is actually by just flux, you can stabilize many of the moduli. So in this case, in Calabi-Yau manifold, there are Keller structure moduli, complex structure moduli, and also dilaton moduli. But the complex structure and the moduli and the dilaton moduli can be stabilized by this flux, by some Kukoff alpha within super potential. So the only remaining the moduli which is not stabilized by that flux is the Keller structure moduli, which usually describes the overall volume of this Calabi-Yau manifold. And also, in addition to this, the stabilizing this moduli at this string scale, it has some special side effect, like it gives some special region where the warp vector is quite big. So this region is called warped throat. And this warped geometry is very good for the phenomenology, because in string theory, usually the mass scale parameters is the string scale. But if you have some kind of warped geometry, some strong warped geometry, then we can have the relatively very low scale from that. And in fact, since we'd like to have kind of weak scale supersymmetry, so put this at the tip of this warped throat, the Suji breaking source. If we put the Suji breaking source at the tip of this warped throat, then we can obtain the very small high and the very big hierarchy from this setup. So this is good for also phenomenology. So and they also think about the MSSM sector in somewhere else in the somewhere far from this warped throat. And if you consider this warped geometry, then the Suji breaking from this to the observed sector, maybe they can have some dangerous flavor violating Keller context term with this term, this field and the Suji breaking field. But because of this warped geometry, we can have some kind of sequestering. That was discussed by the Marcus and the Renan syndrome in 2001, I think. Yeah, so besides, this the effect of the Suji breaking from this is usually sequestered. However, we, as I said, the T is still remained here, and the T defines the overall volume of this the Calabi-Yau manifold. And if you change this T, then actually it changed the scale of this the Suji breaking. So anyway, this T is not in that sense, T is not sequestered. So T can play a role of the transmitting this Suji breaking source to the Suji breaking to the this NSX system. And also, as I said, the gravity multiplier is always present in this bulk. So this modulus and the gravity multiplier play a role for the Suji breaking division.
So do I don't this, but this extra dimension is the usual ADS direction.
Yeah.
So which way, which one is the UV? The UV is the...
Yeah, UV is actually the overall. Yeah.
So the Suji
yeah.
breaking is happening at lower scale?
Yeah, yeah. Suji breaking happens in the IR the dynamics. I have been in the 5
dimensions.
Oh, yeah. And T is not stabilized within, not yet. But if you include some non-perturbative dynamics which connect to this T, then T can be finally stabilized. For example, consider the this instanton effect or some T7 brain where the gauge condensation is related to this T, then you can easily obtain the exponential super potential for this T. And as a remnant of this flux compactification, after the other dilaton and the complex structure moduli stabilization, you have some small WZ here. So with these two terms, without consideration of this anti-Lebrain, it already stabilizes the moduli T, and it gives a Suji conserving ADS vacuum. So the potential is simple like this. So this red curve is the potential for with this super potential. And it stabilizes the T modulus at the Suji conserving ADS vacuum, where the since it's a Suji conserving, so vacuum energy is related to gravitational mass scale. So gravitational mass scale is this vacuum energy. And if you solve this, the potential then the amount of this gravitational mass is this amount. So basically, this T is a Planck scale. So basically, if you put this Planck scale is order one. And if we use the unit where the Planck scale is just one, then the gravitational mass is basically given by this W0. And after inclusion of the Suji breaking, actually the relation of this gravitational mass does not change. So this is also the valid expression for the gravitational mass in after Suji breaking. That means to have the electroweak scale Suji breaking, the W0 is from the beginning very small number, so 10 to the minus 15. And if you solve the stabilization equation of this T, then what you obtain is basically AT is equal to the log of this A over this W0. And if you do not assume any other dynamics other than the Planck scale dynamics, then the DSA is naturally the Planck scale or string scale. So basically, this log ratio is the Planck scale of the gravitational mass ratio. So you have this large number, a relatively large logarithm from the setup beginning, from the beginning to obtain the electric scale supersymmetry breaking. And then this large log transmitted to the moduli mass because the moduli mass is given by the second derivative of this superpotential with respect to T, and it has this the exponential factor. So after the second derivative, you have these two AT factors. So the moduli mass is large log enhanced than the gravitational mass. Now, until this, this is the supersymmetric story. But now we include this anti-Lebrain at the tip of this IR point. Then, okay, first of all, this inclusion of this anti-Lebrain gives us a breaking of the Suji, but in fact, the effect of the Suji breaking is nothing but just adding some potential, scalar potential in total the supersymmetric potential. So on top of the supersymmetric, supersymmetrically defined potential, you add another Suji breaking the amount of the scalar potential, and the scale of this the amount of the Suji breaking. A positive and contribution of potential is, in fact, the proportional to string scale times this work factor. So basically, it's independent of the other scales. However, as I said, because T defines total volume, so that is just some independent number in the string frame where the string scale is the fixed as some number. But if you describe the energy in the low energy, actually the unit, right unit is a Planck scale. So this T defines the Planck scale and the string scale ratio. So depending on T, actually the energy of this the anti-Dibrain Suzy breaking source changes. But that's why this scalar potential have the additional T dependence here. And then this amount of this Suzy breaking potential, which is positive, must cancel the cosmological constant which was from the supersymmetry conserving ABS vacuum.
So usually in Randall syndrome, the IR brain has to have a negative tension.
Yeah, there's negative tension. That is the five-dimensional, in five-dimensional setup, there is a five-dimensional localized cosmological constant. But here, what I want to say is in four-dimensional effective theory, anyway, this is a source for the Suzy breaking, so the contribution must be positive. So, yeah, so as for your answer, I mean, then negative cosmological constant part is coming from the supersymmetric setup. So in the supersymmetric Randall syndrome model, you already have some cosmological constant here, negative cosmological constant here, and negative cosmological constant here, which has some special relation between them. Supersymmetry guarantees that kind of relation. But here, without this anti-Dibrain. But after inclusion of this anti-Dibrain, we have another additional positive source for the scalar potential.
So overall, it's negative, even though this piece is positive. The tension on the brain.
After
Suzy
break. After
Suzy break.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, yeah. But the overall, in four-dimensional, the cosmological constant is there. Yeah.
Why isn't this potential attractive? Like, don't these things want to annihilate? I mean, is D have a certain sign? It's positive, right?
Yeah, positive, yeah.
So, but that's repulsive instead of attractive. I guess I'm just wondering why this anti-Dibrain doesn't want to come in and annihilate the Dibrain on the other side.
Well, the bulk superpotential is important too, so it's really the interplay between these two things. I mean, the effective field theory level, this is what Raman and I did a long time ago. So, there's a contribution from the Suzy breaking brain tension and the bulk thing, and they together give you a stabilizing potential.
So now, by just inclusion of this Suzy breaking source, and this green line is the additional contribution to the scalar potential, and then finally, because of this amount, is just canceling this amount, so final potential is this blue line. So we have this almost vanishing cosmological constant here. But since it has a T dependence, so the original vacuum is here, because of this the T dependence, the final vacuum is shifted. So this shift occurs. And this shift is, first of all, the proportional to the amount of the additional the Suzy breaking the potential. And it is inversely proportional to the mass of this moduli. Because if the modulized mass is very high, then its shift can be very small. So that's the inverse proportional relations. And as I said, this is a supersymmetric vacuum, so here the F-term is zero. But after this shift, the F-term is induced, so this F-term is basically proportional to theta T. So final relation for this Ft is the gravity mass over this At. So that's why we have this the large log factor compared to the additional, compared to the anomaly mediation contribution. So this is the gravity mediation, the order parameter. This is anomaly mediation order parameter. So we have this large log factor. And we know that this the moduli mediation is tree level, but this anomaly mediation is room level. So we will have the additional the one loop suppression factor for anomaly mediation. And numerically, this log of m plug over m gravitational mass is similar to the one-loop suppression factor. That's why we have the moduli limitation and the anomaly limitation can have the similar size. So numerically, it's around the 40, so the 4 pi square. Now, let me generalize this to the gauge limitation case. So there must be some moduli field which is related to this gauge limitation.
Sorry, but if you go back to if the sort of the original picture, if the matter fields are localized on a brain there, they're not going to directly feel the, you know, the F term of T is essentially the radian, right?
The
hierarchy of scales in the Calabi-Yau. And if the MSSM is localized there, it's not going to feel the F term of the radian.
Yeah, in fact, it's different from radian. Radian is the, if we call it as some moduli, then it is the moduli between these. So it's that the fifth dimensional direction of this ADS. But this T moduli determines the overall size of this volume. So it's like overall the volume moduli.
So T and is not the radian.
Yeah, T is not radian. Okay. And this MSSM, the brain can circle, wrap some internal cycle of this Calabi-Yau manifold, which can feel the size of this T.
I'm confused because I would have thought that the anti-D3 brain was primarily fixing the radian modulus if it's all the way at the tip of that throat.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, this radial moduli is stabilized by the flux itself. So in the string theory setup, so if you stretch this, if you have the finite flux, then if you stretch the field more and more, the throat more and more, then you can feel the more force. So basically, by that mechanism, the throat is stabilized. But this T, the overall volume moduli, is not stabilized by that flux at all. So we have to consider the additional stabilizing mechanism for that.
Do you mind the denominator n, the exponent?
This n.
Yeah.
In fact, this KKT setup, this n is zero.
Oh.
Yeah, but maybe this basically this dependency is the relation between the moduli and the flux scale and the string scale. So if we can change this the relation between moduli and the Planck scale and the string scale with this T dependence, then we can have this some different exponent. So that's why we included this one. But basically, in this KKT setup, it's already fixed. So now we say it from the some string theory complexification. So let's just think about what is the general situation in the string complexification. If you try to make some MSSM field, MSSM the scenario from the string theory, almost, I don't know whether there is some example, but almost 100% of these the examples have the vector-like pairs. So you can succeed in obtaining the MSSM field, but you obtain also some vector-like pairs of which is charged under the standard model gauge symmetry. So this is a massless spectrum of the string theory. So without mass, this display a very dangerous role in the Lorentz phenomenology. So we need to have some mechanism to give a mass for this field. So that means we need some singlet field which couples to this psi bar, and finally the value of this singlet field must given so that this psi and psi bar can have the mass. And then this x must be stabilized again. So I'm considering this stabilization. But this x can be stabilized by just some supersymmetric potential or some interplay between supersymmetric and the non-supersymmetric potential. But if this x is stabilized due to the Suji breaking, then with this condition, finally, the anomaly mediation distribution is a Suji breaking contribution to gauge mediation. So finally, gauge mediation contribution can come in with a similar size. So before seeing the Suji breaking, supersymmetric breaking the stabilization, let's think about the Suji conserving stabilization. So X can be stabilized by the supersymmetric mechanism at some high scale. So then we can have those two kinds of mechanism. First, the F-term stabilization, which is just means that some superpotential have give some stabilization to X. In that case, just at near the stabilized point of x, which I denote by x0, we can tail expand the superpotential, then the stabilization is just like this. Then after Suji breaking, it can have additional the Suji breaking soft terms from this superpotential. However, the scale of this the soft term is always the gravity of time mass times the mx, and from this we have mx square the supersymmetric potential term, which is proportional to mx square, and mx is much larger than the gravity of mass. Then this x doesn't shift error, so this always dominates than this one. So this is nothing but some kind of decoupling. But things they are already changed in if we consider D-term stabilization. So D-term here, the D-term stabilization means some this X field is stabilized by some phi L force terms. In that case, this X field must be charged under some U-1 symmetry, and the pitch must be broken at some scale. And in supergravity theory, actually, to obtain the phi L force term, you need to gauge the U-1 R symmetry, or you need to have some anomalous U-1. But I don't know any example from the string, any example of this gauged U1R from the string theory. So let me just skip this one and just consider this anomalous U1 case. Then this anomalous U1, in the anomalous U1 case, this anomaly of this gauge symmetry of U1 gauge symmetry is cancelled by some Gray Schwarz mechanism. So by that mechanism, the U1 anomalous symmetry breaking scale is determined, and the Fuji scale is the string scale over the some one dispersion factor. So which is much, much larger than the gravity mass scale. But in this case, in the phi L Laplace term with this anomalous U1 has the moduli dependence. Basically, this phi L Laplace term in supergravity is just the first derivative of Kellogg potential, and the Kellogg potential has the generic moduli dependence. So it has some moduli dependence. And as I said, this T moduli can be shifted by this original Suji breaking source. So shift in T induces shift in this final proton, then this final X stabilized value of X is shifted. So then you have the F term. So you have the Fx of X due to this the addition of this Suji breaking. But if you calculate that carefully, then the order of this the Suji breaking is F cube of T. And since this is a source for the gauge mediation, so we have another separation factor. So compared to the anomaly mediation, we have the one separation factor. So it cannot be the dominant source for the Suji breaking. So this is the situation of the supersymmetric stabilization, and we don't have any additional contribution from that. But if X is stabilized by Suji breaking, that means it can be stabilized by Suji breaking soft terms, or it can stabilized by some supersymmetric term, but which cannot stabilize the X by itself. So just adding the another Suji breaking terms by just interplaying those two terms, you can have some stabilization of X and some non-trivial point. In that case, basically, it can get some super the correction from the supergravity. But basically, the expression for F in supergravity has two terms. One is analogous to the global supersymmetry, but there is another term which is purely supergravity corrections. And if the X is stabilized by those interplay or just purely by the supersymmetry breaking term, then this B term dominates, and that is actually proportional to the anomaly mediation. So we can get large contribution from that. Let me see example by example. So first, let's consider the radiative stabilization of this X. So X is not stabilized at all, but after Suji breaking, X can have some soft masses. And if the soft masses changes the sign when you scale the mu, scale down this the renormalization scale mu. So first, at higher scale, the X, M scale is positive, but low scale, the M scale is negative. Then it can have the stabilization. So, and roughly speaking, the X to stabilized value is near the where this M square changes the sign. This is nothing but the Kolmogorov Weinberg mechanism. In that case, anyway, to have this kind of mechanism as for the stabilization, the from the beginning, the x dependence of W must be very suppressed than the W size itself. So that means the less the transparency, the B term is dominate. And when the B term dominates, if you look at the expression carefully, then basically this, and I'm considering the X is the stabilized value of X is much smaller than the Planck scale. If it is larger than the Planck scale, then you cannot have any control. So let's assume that X is stabilized below the Planck scale. Then we can approximate this scalar potential by just its first term, which is a canonical scalar potential, XX scalar. Then that means this is just the number one, and this is proportional to X. And these two makes a gravitational mass in the support of this theory. So this B term is nothing but the minus gravitational mass over X, times X. Then the B term is the expression for Fx. But that means Fx of X has this minus times the gravitational mass. And there can be a correction at the loop order or the moduli mitigation contribution. But those are, compared to this one, those are the subleading terms. So we have this one. And another case is so X is stabilized by the interplay between some superpotential term and the supersymmetric breaking terms. So let's consider this, there is some higher order the superpotential terms. Then because of this W, after Suji breaking, W induces Suji breaking terms for this X. And then if you consider the stabilization of this setup, then you finally obtain the derivative of W is similar to the Kx times W. So by similar argument, Fx of X is the order of the gravity mass. But in this case, the coefficient is not fixed, so coefficient is some odd number. So in those two cases, the Fx of X is of the order of the gravitational mass, the anomaly mitigation scale. So by the superpotential X psi psi bar, we get the gauge mitigation contribution. So what I want to say is basically we don't need any dynamical Suji breaking sector. So just if you assume that, if you just consider the case where there are some psi psi bar vector-like pairs, and that is stabilized by some singular field X, then, and this X field is stabilized by Suji breaking dynamics, then we obtain some sizable contribution for the Fx of X. So,
This is Pomerol and Vitozzi.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So, basically, obtaining the Fx, the gauge mitigation contribution is not difficult at all. And then you obtain this order of the soft masses.
Okay.
And in fact, more precisely, actually, since we have additional moduli T, and the scalar potential has some mixing term between the T and X, and also this anomaly mediation, the order parameter C, and also superpotential has this mixing terms. So it is a little bit more tricky. However, and since it has these mixing terms, however, we already know the answer, what is the form of the answer. So we can just argue that this X must be stabilized at some order. Then just if you keep the leading order terms, then the number of terms after that is not so large. So you can easily stabilize it. And what you obtain is finally this expression. And that is just the same as without the moduli mitigation contribution. So at the leading order, the Fx of X and the Fc of C relation does not have dependence on T. And in the coefficient, it shows what is the mechanism for this stabilizing of X. And in the reasonable parameter region, so n is larger than 3, or n is smaller than 0, then this Fx over X is always larger than the minus gravitational mass, and smaller than 2 times gravitational mass. And it is larger than this minus gravitational mass, which is some special interesting phenomenon. And basically, so if we measure the Fx of X and the Fc of C, the ratio of those two, then we can obtain the stabilizing mechanism of X.
Sorry, what's C?
C is the chiral compensator. So sometimes people use phi. Now, since we know what is the contribution from the moduli mitigation and the gauge mitigation and the anomaly mitigation, we can calculate the soft terms from this setup. So I can parameterize this by the moduli mediation amount and the ratio between the moduli mediation and the anomaly mediation, and the ratio between the anomaly mediation and the gauge mediation. So the reason why I chose this alpha m and alpha g is basically this alpha m alpha g are directly related to the stabilizing mechanism x and t. So this shows some discrete number then. But as a phenomenological approach, we can just continue this to some continuous parameters. And also we have the Higgs vector concept there. And additionally, since the messenger gets a mass by the spectrum expansion value of x, so we have the messenger scale as another three parameters.
So can I just ask, for the moduli contribution, the t, is there any understanding why that should be flavor universal?
In fact, there is no reason, because if we consider some special computation with our quark and the leptons are in some special kind of the brains, then by that geometry the modular weight is determined. So by that way we can have some scenario where this quark and the leptons, the flavor dependency is just universal. But there is no, we don't have any rationale for that, so we just assume that. So moduli mediation contribution can be a serious source for flavor variation in that sense. Okay, so basically that is hidden in this modular weight of this quark and the lepton and the Higgs field.
Also, I thought that just another big picture question. I thought that with mirage mediation, one of the motivations was to get these spectra that looked like you were breaking SUSY at it, close to a TEV,
that
you didn't get as much fine tuning. But that's not something you don't care about that.
So my first motivation is from top down. So in the top down, what kind of scenario can happen in very generically? So that's my first question, and I will in the phenomenology section I will describe how significantly changes in this the mirage mediation the soft spectrums. So I will get to that. So we have some discrete parameters as described, these modular weights, and also since this includes another gauge mediation contribution, so number of messenger pairs n is the additional discrete parameters. Note that this scenario has two threshold scales, so at the Gauss scale and also the messenger scale. So basically, above the electric scale, we have the MSSM, but above the messenger scale, we have MSSM plus this psi bar, and above the Gauss scale, maybe we have the Cauchy material, something like that. And the gauge mediation contribution cannot come in above this messenger scale because this gauge mediation contribution is some IR dynamics above this one. So when you integrate out this messenger field at this scale, then you obtain this gauge mediation contribution as a UV the boundary condition. So at this first scale, we have the UV boundary condition from the moduli mediation and the anomaly mediation. And at this messenger scale, we have the gauge mediation contribution as a threshold correction. So first you get some contribution from moduli and gauge, moduli and anomaly here, and you algebra run, and you get some threshold correction from this gauge mediation. And here it has that structure. So for gauge mass, you have moduli mediation contribution and the anomaly mediation contribution. However, look at the anomaly mediation contribution is proportional to the beta function coefficient, and the beta function coefficient must include the inclusion of this psi bar. And at the threshold, you have the gauge mediation contribution. But the anomaly mediation contribution also come in because here and there the beta function coefficients changed because of this psi and psi bar. So anomaly mediation always comes in with this, and the gauge mediation always comes in with this anomaly mediation with this combination. So fc of c plus fx of x. So remember that, as I said before, fx of x is always larger than minus one gravitational mass. So basically, this contribution is always put this quantity in this parenthesis. This is always larger than zero, positive. But in gauge mediation, in the gauge mass, this has in the negative sign. So additional gauge mediation contribution always play a role like just suppressing the gauge mass to the smaller value.
And
compared to the
gauge. Relationship between the radian and this other mode value, are they related somehow?
No. Actually, in this case, radian field is stabilized at very high scale.
And it doesn't develop any F-term?
Yeah. Okay. Now, for the A terms, we have the gauge, gravity mediation and the anomaly mediation contribution, but we don't have additional contribution from the the gauge mediation. And for soft scalar mass field, we have the mirage mediation contribution, especially it has this mixing term between the moduli and the anomaly mediation. However, in the threshold, we have only this term, which is also proportional to the fx of x plus x over c.
Can I just come back to Hannibal's question?
Mm-hmm.
You have this warp factor, right, in your setup that's warping down this tip of this throat.
Mm.
So the radian mass can't be bigger than that warp downscale, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So then you're assuming that this Kähler moduli or whatever it is, T, I've lost track of what, but this other module, this T, is then stabilized at even lower scales.
Yeah, that's right. So in this case, that IR brain scale is not our T scale, that it's just some intermediate scale. Anyway, so still it has, compared to the gravity mass, it's still high, so it's a variable. If a Suji breaking there
isn't that, I mean, that sounds a little bit non. I mean, if I was going to guess, I would have guessed that I thought the usual setup was that you assume that all the Kähler moduli and everything are actually stabilized near the string scale.
Mm.
And then, like I said, the because of the warp factor, the radian must be lighter. So you're just not considering that case? I mean, that would be a different case.
Yeah. In fact, that is also an interesting question. So in this case, we have some multi-moduli contribution from that. And as far as I know, I don't know whether, I don't know whether there is some work on this, but yeah, it's quite interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So with my previous parameterization with M0 and alpha M alpha G, so the result can be rewritten like this one. Okay, since I obtained the soft masses, so let's consider the spectrums and the phenomenology. And the mirage mediation gets its a very interesting name, mirage, because of this, it's mirage peculiar, the mirage unification behavior. So if you consider the gauge mass, the RG running, this is RG scale, then it has the unification behavior near in some intermediate scale. Also, the soft scalar mass has some intermediate unification behavior. The reason why we have this kind of unification behavior is basically for the gauge mass case, basically you have the gauge group universal contribution from the moduli. And because the moduli mediation contribution is above the Gauss scale, so it may respect the Gauss symmetry, then its contribution is always the gauge group universal. But the anomaly mediation contribution is always the proportional to beta function coefficient. And the RG running is, of course, the proportional to the beta function coefficient. So the anomaly mediation, this difference due to the anomaly mediation can be canceled by this RG running. And at some scale, that the cancellation is exact. Then that scale some unification scale. But although it reveals some kind of unification behavior, but at this scale, there is nothing. So it's really some kind of a mirage unification of some parameters of this theory. And also, a similar argument can be applied for the soft scalar masses. And then mirage scale is given by this expression. So the Gauss scale times the some powers of this gravity mass and the Planck scale. And the KKT case, the alpha m is equal to 1, so it's near the 10 to the 10 degree. But if you change this alpha m, then you can have some lower scale the unification or the some larger, higher scale unification. However, this alpha m is the related to the scaling behavior of this moduli. So if the moduli is expanding and the moduli gives some larger vacuum expectation value, the Planck scale is lower or the higher. That amount is corresponding to this alpha m. So basically, if you have some geometrical setup, the geometrical moduli, then it is very difficult to obtain this alpha m larger than 1. So that means, for the linearity problem or some such kind of test, the lower scale the unification is more desirable, but it is quite difficult to get the mirage unification scale lower than this 10 to the 9 GeV. That's the usual case. However, if you consider the additional contribution from the gauge mediation, then at the some scale, actually we can choose this the scale arbitrarily, but if I choose the 10 to the 12 GeV as the threshold scale, then that scale, we have some negative contribution for the gauge mass. And as I said, that negativeness is quite universal. And for soft scalar masses, there is no such minus sign. So soft scalar masses just goes up. So the gauge masses goes down and the soft scalar masses goes up. And in fact, the additional gauge mediation contribution is, if we trace this gauge mediation contribution back to the Gauss scale, then actually the gauge mediation is also the gauge group universal. So it just is the same as adding the gauge group universal contribution to the gauge no masses. So more moduli mediation contribution for this gauge no masses case. So that means you obtain some unification behavior. Sorry. And the scale can be quite lowered. So in this case, the deflected mirage scale can be lowered because of the change of this one, and this rho is depending on this the gauge mediation parameters. However, this is not the true the mirage unification because the soft scalar masses doesn't show any behavior like that. So basically, this is some specialty in the gauge no mass, and the soft scalar masses doesn't have any such behavior. Okay, so because of this mirage unification of gauge no masses, first of all, we can obtain very light gluing scenarios. And also the unification is very low, that means the Bino and the Wino can be also very similar in mass. So that means that we can have the very sizable mixing. So in this scenario, some well-tempered neutralino where the Bino and the Wino component in the lightest neutralino are sizable with each other, is possible. So basically, we obtain the somewhat small relic density compared to the Bino, pure Bino like neutralino. And in fact, yeah, this is not so quite true. In fact, although we have the light gluino, and also the boundary condition shows that the negative star mass here, and it has also large A term from the moduli mediation. So compared to the usual ordinary M Fourier kind of scenario, you can obtain some least severe fine-tuning, but the addition of gauge mediation doesn't help the linearity problem at all. So anyway, generically saying, you can have somewhat ameliorated fine-tuning, but you cannot solve this.
Go back one also, seems like in the soft masses, at least in that example that you plotted there, you also have a very compact spectrum, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So is that generic in this setup? I mean, for example, sleptons and squarks.
It's quite generic. Basically, the overall scale is quite high, and the difference is given by some lower scale. So, yeah,
sort of remnant. It looks almost like some sort of qualitative remnant of mirage unification, right? I mean, they're a lot more degenerate at low scales actually than they are at high scales.
Yeah.
So they're not crossing, but they're
in that sense, yeah, right. That's right. So I mean, everything, I have to say everything must be a little bit quantitative, but quantitatively it can have such a some unification behavior. But anyway, exactly speaking, it does not have a real unification, like this mirage mediation, which was shown before. Okay, so let me just show some other algebraic patterns. Depending on the stabilization, first of all, if you consider this radiative stabilization, when the super potential equals zero, then as I said, the already threshold correction is fc over c plus fx of x, and that is just vanishing for this case. So you have no threshold corrections here and okay here, but because of the change of the beta function coefficients, it has some kind of kink here. But roughly speaking, the RG behavior is very similar to the mirage mediation. But if you consider the stabilization due to some higher order term non-normalizable operator, then in that case we have a small amount of the threshold corrections. So for this soft scalar mass, actually the contribution is almost negligible. But for the Bayesian mass, it has a little bit view on the C over in this algebraic.
What's the typical size of the F term?
In this case?
F of t, the ones that you've been using.
I think I just choose the 1 TB. So this is just a typical example, so I just chose the 1 TB as overall size of the soft terms and the change in alpha and change in this stabilization.
And gravitational mass, what's the typical?
Yeah, if it is TB, then the gravitational mass is around 31 TB or something like that. 30 TV around.
TV or?
30 TV. Yeah, gravitational mass is always the one loop larger than the ordinary, the soft term scale. Yeah. So basically, that gravitational and the soft term, the relation is similar to the anomaly mediation.
And your neutralino was?
In this case, neutralino is Beano like, but it's a more Beano component than the ordinary.
And the
universal. If you compare to the case where you assume the universal gauge of masses at the cost here. So this is Beano like scenario, but you can have some size.
600 U.
Yeah. And I showed some example where the x is stabilized by the non-perturbative potential. So in this case, x can be some measurement field from some strong dynamics. Then it can have some obtained as the some negative powers in the super potential, and there must be some dynamic symmetry breaking scale. And in that case, the contribution can be quite large. So even in that case, actually, it's not phenomenologically allowed, but the Beano mass is very light, and because of this large contribution from the gauge mediation, and also the strong masses can get a very large contribution from that addition of this gauge mediation. Okay. So now let me just previously I just showed some algebraic of the special point. Let me choose just scan the parameters, changing this the ratio between the anomaly and the modular mediation, and what is happening. Let me see what is happening. So if you this case is the alpha equals zero case is no anomaly mediation. So if you have no anomaly mediation, then you have very stretched spectrum. And that stretched spectrum is more stretched than the ordinary gravity mediation or just the pure the gauge mediation. The reason why is basically the gauge mediation contribution is negative to the gravity mediation contribution. So it gives a more smaller the gauge mass and the more larger the strong masses. So basically it makes every spectrum very stretchy. However, if we add this anomaly mediation contribution more, then this anomaly mediation contribution play a role of just eliminating all the RG contributions. So the final spectrum and as you increase the anomaly mediation contribution, the spectrum gets more compressed and compressed. And then because of this compressedness, the Beano and the Beano can have very similar mass, then if you look at the dark matter intensity from the thermal history of the universe, if you assume the dark matter is the neutralino LHC, then overall the omega is just decreasing. So this decreasing is due to the sizable mixture between the Bino and the Wino components. Although this funnel is due to the Higgs, the Higgs funnel channel, Higgs resonance channel, so Higgs mass, the heavy Higgs mass is twice than the lattice like neutron mass, then you have this funnel. But overall, this region is the well tempered neutron region. If you have if you increase this n to 1 to 3, so more of the messenger field, then the things change so much. Things change more. So in this case, gluino mass can even touch zero. And so here I show you the gluino mass, the absolute value of gluino mass, so it finally goes up. But as a parameter, without this absolute value, it touches zero and goes negative. So basically, here you can have the Bino, Wino, gluino, but suddenly gluino touches this Wino, and the gluino can be lightest, and the gluino, Wino, Bino kind of spectrum is possible. And as after this touchy, then gluino can be heavier than the Wino, so Wino, gluino, Bino kind of is the spectrum is also possible. So that means within this one parameterization, you can have very various the phenomenology. So various order of the Bino and the Wino and the gluino is possible in this scenario. Okay, let me close. So in the top-down approach, considering this moduli stabilization, we can have some mixed Suji breaking scenario. And those the relative ratio between these Suji breaking terms, we can obtain some information about this high-scale dynamics. And in the phenomenological viewpoint, the diffracted mirage migration can give some generalized good parameterization for mixed Suji breaking scenarios. And the basically mirage unification behavior still remains, but it is significantly deflected, and we can obtain the low scale the mirage unification scale compared to the ordinary the mirage unification case. But for the soft scalar message, we don't have that kind of thing. And the patterns of these soft terms are very distinctive, so it is quite testable in LHC. In that case, I started with some string theory setup, so maybe that can be quite difficult. But I think the general argument of this the mixture of this gauge and the gravity and the anomaly, that is quite generic in the ordinary scenario, because that is related to the cosmological constant vanishing condition, in fact. So we can make some kind of a five-dimensional, some kind of some low energy effective theory model with the bulk field in the bulk gauge field in a gauge field in bulk. And but in string theory, even in string theory, I remember that for example Kachuru and those people considered some the deep brain stretched inside this warp throat and localized in the case the localization of field is quite different from just the ordinary the localization of field by the mass parameters. They have some stretched the brain like here and there, so it's a localized different point. I mean the localized some field with different domain walls. So people think about the kind of setup in also string field. So anyway, we have a lot to do in this kind of setup.
What dimension of gravity element?
Hmm?
Dimension.
This is 6 dimensions. And this setup is 6 dimensions.
6 dimensions?
Yeah, 6 dimensions. Internal 6 dimensions.
still have questions, let's thank our speaker again.